many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Through many dangers, through many toils and snares, I have already. Did he bring you over? Me safe. In that same grace, Lord, we thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for faith. We thank you for your word. We thank you for songs of praise that serve to move us. Lord, we thank you for your word that serves to groom us. Lord, we just thank you right now. We ask right now, Lord, that as your word comes forth, we ask that this word comes from me as your mouthpiece and your sounding board. We ask that this word draws somebody to the body of Christ and not drive them away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen, amen. Giving honor to all of you, to our Pastor Emeritus in his absence, to all of you here, to this great choir that went up tempo today. Amen. Had a little bit of that spiritual disco beat. And y'all know back in the days of disco, when the music came on, you couldn't help but move. So today, when the senior choir started to groove with us, we couldn't help but move. Y'all know what groove with us mean. I know some of y'all old as me. Let me tell you something. We've all trusted God up to a point. We got a line that our trust goes to. We've all said, I know the Lord will deliver me, but that but, that word, B-U-T, that little conjunction, but it allows us to add another condition to our faith. I know the Lord will bless me, but. Let me add a different conjunction. Substitute but for and. I know the Lord will bless me, and the reason is he's done it before. Can I get a witness? We place limits on our faith. And we all use that little pragmatic formula. Well, I know the Lord gives me common sense, and he does. But if there's something that's been done already, something's been shown to you already, then your common sense ought to kick in and say, well, it happened before, it'll happen again. Now, if it ain't never happened, you keep the but. But if it's happened to you before, then you substitute but for and. Go with me a little while just to the book of Mark, 4th chapter. I'm going to use a familiar story with a different subject matter. 4th chapter, starting at the 35th verse. Mark 4, starting at verse number 35. Excuse me this morning, I'm a little slowful. Hurting my back more in my yard yesterday. And I know it's going to be all right because I've hurt my back before and the Lord has blessed me before. So I'm a little stiff right now. And I'm going to be better later. Thank you, Ms. Emma. Book of Mark, 4th chapter, starting at verse 35. Listen, if you will. And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. This is a familiar story. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, which means the back, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Now, when I preach this before, I kind of stop right there. I focus on the peace part, but I'm going to step further today. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? We use for our subject today a saving faith. A saving faith. Of all the innumerable gifts which God has blessed us with, one of the greatest is often overlooked. It's something Jesus said a great deal about during his time on earth, and something that we use every day. This great gift is the gift of faith. We must understand what it truly means in order to trust God. Some of us don't understand what faith really means. We think it's just a catchphrase. Huh? It's just something to say to be in vogue. But it's much more than that. Let me tell you about some types of faith, if you will. We got that intellectual faith. All of us smart folks know about that. Believing that something is true without proof or commitment. For example, a person can intellectually believe Jesus was a real person who performed miracles, but they don't accept the fact that he was the Son of Man and he was God in man. Got that faith in God. And most of this is good. Faith in God is believing in God's goodness and believing in his existence and his abilities. A person with this kind of faith possesses a confident conviction that God will fulfill what he has promised. But what about Jesus? There's no mention of Jesus in this kind of faith. Yes, God is real. But like the televangelist, there's no mention of Jesus in this kind of faith. Then we got that saving faith, the kind that we're talking about today. Believing in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, a living person for the forgiveness of sin, and trusting him because he provides eternal life with God. It isn't enough to simply believe in the actions of Jesus Christ or the abilities of God. True saving faith is more than that. It's believing that you've got a personal relationship. It's believing that that relationship will enable you to go with Jesus when he comes back again. Saving faith. Jesus spent a lot of his time instructing his disciples, his inner circle, and helping them understand what true faith really is. For example, when his disciples were concerned about bread, he reminded them of how he fed thousands with only a handful of fish and a few loaves of bread. You see, they were there and they witnessed that, but soon after that, they started complaining about something to eat again. Amen. Jesus said, where were you when we did all of this last week? Can I get a witness? That's the way we are. Just as soon as the pressure gets on, we start hooping and hollering and we forget. We forget that in 1970, when we needed a church, God gave us this one. Y'all will catch that one, but I want you to catch it. When the disciples could not drive out demons because their faith was little, Jesus explained how faith the size of a mustard seed. If you've got that kind of faith, it's true faith. It can move mountains. Can I get a witness? I don't know how many guys, if it's pure, it don't have to be big.
but it does have to be pure. Amen. A little bit of pure faith is a lot more powerful than a lot of no good faith. Can I get a witness? Jesus knew what opposition that we would face in our lifetime. He knew that we'd come up against trials and tribulation. He knew every now and then we're going to bump our heads. Can I get a witness? And he knew what we would need in order to minister to other believers, because that's your job. Whether you know it or not, that's your mandate to pass this on. Can I get a witness? This is why teaching his disciples about faith was his top priority. He knew that for them to be effective as witnesses and servants, they had to have absolute faith. They had to have faith that they left out the but. They had to have the kind of faith that redeemed his promises in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, there are different phases. We already talked about types of faith, but there are different phases of faith. And most of us have been through all of them. Amen. I myself been through a few phases. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. So I'm going to get in the boat with you today. First of all, the disciples were human and their faith went through a process of development. You see, as you grow, just like at my house by the food pantry, there are some little notches. Amen. When my children would get to a certain height, I put a little notch. My wife would fuss at me for this. She'd say, why are you marking up my wall? But I put a little notch every time they reached another, you know, especially Ron. When he outgrew me, when he got taller than me, 1 inch taller than me, I put a little notch, you know. But that's the way it is with us. We need to notch our faith. And we need to grow and we need to receive elevation. Now, as you grow in faith, you don't go down. Can I get a witness? Amen. As you grow in faith, them notches shouldn't go down. They ought to go up. Let's look at the first stage, no faith. That's an easy one. You see, they lacked that during the storm on the sea. Mark 4 and 40 said, and he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? So that's where we start at. Then we go up to a little faith. You see, Matthew 6 and 30 said they were anxious about many things, not always trusting that God would provide. That's little faith. That's like some of us. We know what's happening. We're anxious for a few things, but not always trusting that God will provide. Then we move from little faith to great faith. Amen. A centurion in Capernaum approached Jesus and said that his word alone would be enough to cure a dying servant. Jesus told his disciples, truly I say to you, I have not found such great faith with anyone in Israel. They were meant to learn from this man's example. The very word of Jesus could heal his servant. Then we got faith failure. After we go through all of this, we know what's happening. We've learned about faith. We've been there before. We've walked the walk and talked the talk. Then we go to faith failure. We've been through all the classes, but on the final exam, we flunk. Peter experienced this when he denied Christ, not once, not twice, but three times. Now I'm talking about Peter, which is the rock. Your right-hand man, the guy that wanted to scuffle and fight all the time, he denied Jesus. These moments are inevitable in our lives. We're all going to run up against this every now and then. However, God uses them to strengthen our faith and to teach others. He doesn't do that to weaken your faith. He does it to strengthen your faith. And just like the disciples, we all have varying degrees, if you will, of faith in our relationship with God. And we respond to God based on that amount. That's how we respond to God. And guess what? Sometimes that's how God responds to us, based on our amount of faith. Can I get a witness? If you got great faith, then he can trust us with bigger challenges and do amazing things through us. But if we got little faith Amen. That's what we're going to get, little blessings and little advances. But if we got the faith, that pure faith, Mount Calvary, we can do amazing things. We can do things that we didn't think possible. We just got to believe. Our faith grows as we study the word. If you want to increase your faith, increase the word. Can I get a witness? Listen for his guidance through the scriptures. It also is strengthened when we face and overcome struggles. Now hear me well. God uses tests for our good and to make us more capable. God will never ever tempt you, but he will test you. Remember that. Temptation does not come from God. He will never tempt you. Don't worry about that. But he will test you. Can I get a witness? But now, as I get ready to go to my seat, if you've got a saving faith, amen, that's the key because it determines your eternal destiny. Can I get a witness? Many people have received the blessings of God, but they haven't reciprocated with that saving faith. We think because we go to church and we get baptized and we tithe regularly that we are all going to be saved. Can I get a witness? We know Jesus from the intellectual standpoint, but we don't have a personal relationship with him. Can I get a witness? But you got to realize that Jesus is Lord, and he's Lord above all the other lords. Over in the New Testament, the disciples called him Lord 185 times. Can I get a witness? But you got to exercise your faith in every aspect of your life. You got to realize where all your strength comes from. And if you don't know where your strength comes from, you ought to look to Jesus. Let me tell you a little story today. Over in Jerusalem, when Jesus was ministering to the people, the Pharisees decided to invite Jesus to lunch. Can I get a witness? So Jesus went over to the Pharisees' house. And when he came through the door, a servant girl started hovering around Jesus. Amen, kissing his feet and washing his feet, anointing his feet with perfume. And all the Pharisees, they sat around the table and they were looking and rolling their eyes at the servant girl. You see, that's how we are. When somebody want to do something for the Lord, the rest of us that don't want to do it, looking and rolling their eyes. But as they roll their eyes, the servant girl, she didn't care. She kept on washing the feet of Jesus. And now she had a lot of problems. She had a lot of misgivings. She had a lot of sins. But she didn't let that stop her from rubbing the feet of Jesus. The Pharisees, when they got tired of rolling their eyes, they said, Jesus, don't you know that's just a sinner? That's an old servant girl. If you really knew where she came from, if you knew where her neighborhood is, if you knew who her daddy was, you wouldn't let her get close to you. But Jesus sat there, and he continued to let the servant girl anoint him. He looked around. After a while and by, he told the Pharisees, I'm over here in your house. You invited me to have something to eat. But when I came through the door, you didn't hug me and kiss me and tell me hello. You didn't anoint my feet. You didn't give me no perfume to put on my feet. Now don't bother this servant girl as she performs her duties. And I'm here to tell you, if you do for Jesus when nobody else wants to do, if you keep on serving Jesus when nobody else wants to serve him, if you keep on calling on his name, he'll tell you, like he told the servant girl, your faith has saved you, and you'll have that saving grace. Is there anybody here that wants to have that saving grace? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe God will take care of you? Do you believe God will He'll lift you up. Do you believe God will? He'll place your feet on solid ground. Do you believe God will? God will. God will. God will. He'll save you. He'll save you. He'll save you. And you can have that saving grace. And when you get that saving grace, don't worry about the Pharisees. Don't worry about the Sadducees. They'll be all right after a while. Let me tell you something. We need to get back to believing here. This is what we're going to do. Somehow, some way, we're going to get a picture at that back door of New Mount Calvary, because we need to be reminded. Can I get a witness? Because don't nobody say nothing about it no more. But I want you to know that God is still on the throne. He's still able. He's still giving us blessings. We're going to get a picture of New Mount Calvary. Trustee board, deacon board, building ministry, I don't care who's listening. I want a picture of New Mount Calvary at that door. So when you walk in, you'll be reminded. When you walk in, you'll feel the power. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah, yeah. Saving grace. Saving grace. Is he all right? Is he all right? Don't try to fool me. Is he all right? Is he all right? Did he wake you up early this morning? Did he put food on your table? Is he all right? Is he all right? Is he? My back feel better, by the way. We got to have a vision here. But that vision should be tempered with faith. Let me tell you something. God ain't going to let you, if you really, really give it to him, he ain't going to let you do nothing crazy. So you don't have to worry about, well, we finna make a mistake. But you ain't got to worry about that. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good for them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. So as long as we keep a purpose, everything gonna be all right. I invite you to Jesus. I invite you to Jesus. Stand up, please. Somebody might be walking down this aisle. I invite you to Jesus. You might want to come by letter, by Christian experience. You might want to be a candidate for baptism, but come on. Come on and get that saving faith. There might be somebody. There might be somebody. Come on. You may even just want prayer. That's all right, too. Come on, somebody. And the reason is, because he first. Can you say that again? Oh, how? Oh, how I love him. Oh, how I love him. Oh, how. Oh, how. Oh, how. Oh, how I love him. And the reason is, because he first loved me. Oh, yes, he did. He first loved me. Can y'all say that again? Oh, how? Love, so much love. So much love. Yeah, yeah, so much love. Oh, how I love him. Oh, how I need him. Oh, how I want him. And the reason is, because he first loved me. Yes. Come on, somebody. By letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. Or today you may just want prayer. Bring it to the altar. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
For listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road in Alexandria, Louisiana. After all we have been through, we still have joy. If you would like to order a copy of Prophetess Herman's book entitled Dealing with Personal Relationships When You Have Been Called, Chosen, and Ordained in Ministry, the book can be purchased at the website of thebookpatch.com or amazon.com. To reach Prophetess Herman, she can be reached at 318-955-7054. Thank you and God bless.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
right here.
Oh, go, go, tell it on.
Tell it on the mountain.
Over
the hills.
Oh, and everywhere.
Oh, go,
tell it.
Tell it on the mountain.
That Jesus.
That Jesus. Yeah.
Let me say that one more time. Everybody go, tell it on.
Tell it on the mountain.
Oh, and everywhere. Oh, go,
tell it on the mountain.
That Jesus
is Lord.
How many believe he is Lord? Said I'm talking about the name, name Jesus. Let me tell you what he done for me and how he set me free. Listen, I was a wretch undone until my God came and gave me his only son.
Son came and showed me.
He came and showed me the way. Told him all that day. I told him that I
promise.
Listen,
wonder where you are right now. You could be riding down the highway or walking through your house. And listen, if you're all by yourself, what I need you to do real quick, pick up the phone, call somebody, get on social media, let somebody know that you're safe and you're glad about it. If you're not ashamed, help one accord out right here. Say this.
Say neighbor, neighbor, yeah, yeah. I said, say Lord, save me.
Say Lord, save me.
Turn around and raise me.
Turn around and raise me.
I'm glad about it.
I'm glad about it.
I'm glad about it.
I'm glad about it.
Said it is, said neighbor.
Neighbor.
Ooh, we are sisters.
Okay. Fearless Faith and the Atomic Power of Faith and Love is the new book from author John Hoffman. It's about faith that knows that God is with you and the atomic power of faith and love. Author John Hoffman shows us that because God's love is limitless, nothing can separate us from Him. Forgiveness and love are key factors in living the good life. The first part of Fearless Faith focuses on faith. You know, without it, it's impossible to please God. The second part is about love and forgiveness, both of which are not for others, but for you. Fearless Faith and the Atomic Power of Faith and Love by author John Hoffman is for believers and those who don't know that they are yet. Available now at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and iTunes. The video trailer can be seen on YouTube. Author John Hoffman is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJ-OFM.
Looking for a place to relax and have some me time? Well, look no further. The Yummy Cookie Spa is where the zen is. The Yummy Cookie Spa offers a variety of services, from V-steams to body contours, facials, and waxing. We also offer an amazing assortment of our products, such as our body butter, cookie wash, cookie pearls, honey bath soaks, sugar scrubs, cookie pops, and of course, our cookie oils. We also offer V-Steam parties for up to 7 women. This service includes games, facials, hors d'oeuvres, and a variety of beverages for your guests. The Yummy Cookie Spa is conveniently located at 1771 Elliott Street, Building C in Alexandria, Louisiana, where the pink door is. For bookings and additional services, our website is www.yummycookiespa.com. The Yummy Cookie Spa is a proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJ-OFM.
This is Wade with your Tuesday weather forecast. There's an 82% chance of thunderstorms in Shreveport. Look for a high temperature at 82, overnight lows at 69. Monroe will be getting some wet stuff too, with a high temperature at 84. 69 is the overnight low. Rain is in the picture for Lake Charles. 83 is the high, 72 overnight. Evening thunderstorms for Natchez, Mississippi, 85 with the high temperature overnight lows at 69. The Alexandria Metroplex will experience thunderstorms with a high at 83, lows overnight at 70. And that's a look at your Tuesday weather forecast. I'm Wade Hampton. KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
I'm 'cause you're proving to yourself.